things that is not the will of God. Don't complain. Don't complain. Because when you're supposed to allow righteous men to go there, you were teaching them that they have no business there. Say, I have business.
I have business.
In all sectors.
In all sectors.
Let me say this to you. In cultural warfare part 3, I taught you. The Bible says that when the righteous reigns, the people rejoice. When the unrighteous reigns, the people will groan. When the God-fearing man is ruling over a city, people will rejoice. When the ungodly is ruling, everybody will have problem. Because the ungodly man will be easily used by Satan to bring into system things that are not convenient for people. Thank you, Lord. Now let's go to Matthew 28. I'm taking you somewhere. Just follow me closely. Matthew 28. If there's no Matthew in your Bible, you need to buy a new one. Matthew 28. And I'm going to read the last verses. Matthew 28. Okay. It says in verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19, go ye therefore, hold on, all power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. Can you link verse 17 and 18 for me if it is possible from your end? But if you have your Bibles with you, just look at it. 18 and 19, rather. And Jesus spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The power there means the authority. Can we say authority?
Authority.
Authority means the ability to influence. Praise God.
Yeah.
Ability to influence. Ability to determine what will be in a place. For instance, if they say that this person has 6 months to live and he will have to die, authority is the ability to influence that situation and change it. Now, the use of authority also involves power. For example, you may need to now say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the sickness, I command it to leave, and I declare life to reign. That is you releasing power. But power is not going to be effective if authority is not involved. For example, a governor has influence over his state. The governor can say there's public holiday. You can't say, no public holiday. They will arrest you. For instance, yesterday happened to be the last Saturday of the month. In Ondo State, we observe what we call the environmental sanitation. If you move around the wrong places between 7 and 9:45, they will arrest you. They will take you to magistrate court. They will either fine you or jail you. Because you violated the governor's order that everybody should stay at home and clean their environment. You see, the first one is authority that says, everybody do not move out between 7 and 9:59. There's restriction of movement, except essential movement. To make sure that influence remains, there is the use of power. They can put out policemen. They can put out civil defense. They catch you, they carry you. So, even if you don't have any property to clean, even if you don't have anything to do in your house, on the account that they can use power to whisk you to the nearest prison or carry you to court, you will stay back at home. Am I right?
Sir.
I don't have anything to clean my house. My house is very neat. Yes, if you move out, you may be arrested. So you say, I'm going to stay indoor because there is power at work to enforce that authority. Are you getting that now?
Yes, sir.
When he said, All power is given unto me. He's talking about authority. But to enforce authority, he also gave us what we call dunamis. Say dunamis.
Dunamis.
Can you get another version apart from the KJV? You will see that it used the word all authority. You see that it used the word all authority. So, it's telling you, you have authority, you have power. Say, I have authority.
I have authority.
Yeah, thank you for that version. All authority in heaven. Say, I have authority.
I have authority.
I have power.
I have power.
So, your authority is your ability to influence. For example, how can they say people should not pray in a place? That is nonsense. The moment they stop your ability to pray in an environment, demons are about to start causing havoc. Because the prayers of the saints used to cage operations of demons in a place. They cannot operate easily. But the moment, okay, if you set up a finance, do you know what a finance is? If you set up a finance, can butterfly, can it fly through it?
No, sir.
Can it fly through the top?
No, sir.
Even where there is no fire, the heat is enough to incinerate that particular house fly. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So when you set up a finance, you have declared what we call no fly zone. Butterfly, house fly, mosquito. You fly through it, you die. That's the way demons are. When Christians begin to pray in a place, what follows is that operations of demons, operations of Satan is weakened in that area. It cannot operate freely. And when Satan wants to have a free-flowing movement, he will attack the system of prayer in that. That's why they may come and say that, okay, break time is not, we are not allowing staff to pray. Everybody go and pray in your house. It's my break time. I can pray as long as I'm not disturbing anybody. No, we are not allowing any, they will now do it like this. We are not allowing any religious activity in this place. Is my religious activity disturbing the peace of the people? No. Why? Say, even if you are Muslim, we don't care, it's a lie. Devil knows that the Muslim religion has no power over him. In fact, it's a weapon for Satan to cause havoc on earth. I say that, and I say it. There's nothing the devil can do about that. Sir. Muhammad is not God.
Sir.
Jesus is the Lord.
Sir.
Let that devil hear it and die.
Sir.
I don't care. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is the Lord. He knows that they cannot do anything. So don't come and say, even Muslim, they are not even alive. You don't have business with Muslim because as far as the devil is concerned, their message is not the truth. He is not threatened by it. In fact, their message amplifies the oppression of the devil. Bro Chris, are you here? It amplifies the oppression of the devil. How many times have you seen Christians like this? We are done with service. Then we ask you to go and carry weapon and go and kill people because they refuse to believe in the Lord. No, if you go on social media and you read a report that a particular church denomination, they finished service, and then they went into a village and killed people because they refused to convert to Christianity. What will all of you say on social media? And the pastor is now saying, Jesus appeared to me. Anybody that don't believe in him, we should waste them. Believe or die. No, what will you say about it? Will you open your mouth and say, we are serving the same Jesus? Will you say that?
No, sir.
Even the Christian who has not gone to church for the past 2 years, we say, no, this one is a lie. Now, he will shout it. This one is a lie. Something is wrong with this pastor. Arrest him. Look at the way the Islamists are killing Christians in the north, and they are trying to enter the south now. Look at the way they are killing people. How many times have you seen imams or the Muslim association come out and say that it is wrong? They will keep quiet. They will not say anything. Because they know what their Quran says. The Bible says the thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come to give life. Any system that kills is of the devil. Any system that gives life is of God. How many times have you heard the dead being raised in the name of Muhammad? How many times have we heard of the dead being raised in the name of the Lord? I have raised the dead back to life in the name of Jesus. I know what I'm talking about. Go and do that in the name of Muhammad. You can't. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't. The Bible says in Psalms 91:16, with long life will I satisfy you. Say long life.
Long life.
That religion that kills a mother, their baby, is that one propagating long life or short life?
Short life.
I'm asking you a question.
Short life.
Do you know the Bible even says that God is patient? He doesn't want anyone to die. He wants men to have time to repent. But your own God asks you to go and be slaughtering innocent mothers and babies, raping women as a way to convert them? That's a religion that propagates the agenda of the devil. So when the son says, oh, we don't want religious activities here, even Muslim, don't say, hey, where is not only us, even the Muslim. You don't compare yourself to what doesn't propagate the truth. You fight for your own head. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Is that clear now?
Yes, sir.
When the devil is trying to cage the operations of God in a place, it makes it look as if he's not targeting you. You are the bearer of the truth. You are his primary target. You resist the devil in the name of the Lord and he will flee. I told you there are demons in men. You will rebuke those demons, they will move. You want to take over territories? You must first of all understand that you are a target of the devil. And his goal is to also subdue you. To subdue something means that thing is trying to raise shoulders. You break the arms of the devil. So it's a battle. He's trying to bring you down. You are trying to bring him down. The difference is that you are way, way above his league. Because he that is from above is above all. It's not an equal fight. You are above him. You are not his mate. There is this song. It's a Yoruba song. I've been hearing the song since I was a little child. I don't know where the song came from. But that song is so, so funny. As I began to grow in the Lord, I began to understand that, no, that's not it. The song says, Ish toba gbe mi, to gbe mi, to gbe mi. Do you know the song? Ish toba gbe mi, o le la mi ma le. That's the song. How many of you know the song? Good. It's a very popular song. How can the devil carry you? When the Bible says, greater is he that is in you, how can the lesser carry the greater? Is it not a problem when some of our kids, the children touch there, if they can carry we full grown adults, is it not a problem? Is that not an anomaly? Is something not wrong? How can the devil carry you? Say, greater is he that is in me.
Greater is he that is in me.
He can carry you. Eshu to ba gbe mi o le la mi mo ton ba ti gbe wa bale o my friend. If the song says Satan, even if you are able to lift me up, you can't throw me down. If they can lift you up, your coming down is already T minus 3. We are counting down. You will surely land on the floor. Excuse me. The Bible says we are seated in Christ, far above principalities and power. Where I am, the devil cannot even enter, not for carrying me. You carry someone that is beside you. We are not beside each other. I'm above you. Say, I'm above you.
I'm above you.
You are above. If any man be in Christ, he will have to enter into Christ to come and carry me. He can't get here. No way. Understand. Authority. So there is authority, there is power. Authority is ability to influence and let the will of God reign. Power is what you need to enforce authority. So when he said, all authority in the heaven and earth is now mine. The next thing he said is, go ye therefore. Say, go ye therefore.
Go ye therefore.
That statement, go ye therefore, means on the account of what I just said, move out. If I say, I've put 15 million in your account, Sister Sharon, So go therefore to the boutique and go and buy your Christmas clothes. On the account of what I've put in her bank account, she can go out. I've done so and so. Go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. Say, I am the light of the world.
I am the light of the world.
Now let me show you the physical implication of this. Everything plugs to you. God wants you to use it to go ye therefore. You don't have to become a pastor on the pulpit. In your profession, dominate for Jesus. Use everything that God has plucked to your life as an advantage for Christ. There are places I can never enter, no matter how influential I am. But easily, you can enter it. There are areas I can't enter. If I will enter it, I will have to enter through you. You will be the extension of what I'm saying. Because if one man can do it, it will not create an army. We're raising a mighty army. If you are standing in that territory, Satan must not prevail. You get me?
Yes, sir.
When I got a report in December, and they said, oh, they said people, like, they restricted prayer on the campus. I said, how? Why would they restrict prayer on the campus? Makes no sense. I gave instruction. From tomorrow, start prayer every day on that campus. And when you want to pray, don't go and pray in a class. Don't go and pray in a corner. Pray where everybody will hear you shouting. Let the demons in the air know that some madmen have entered this place. You see, you think that people just wake up and they make decisions. How can you lock up where people can pray? You see that people just wake up and they pass laws. Everything that is happening on earth is through an influence. It could be godly influence or demonic influence. Nothing happens just like that. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
By the way, if you want to use the restroom, just go down there. We have two beautiful restrooms, male, female, clean, excellent. And if you want to charge your device at any time, just go to the back, give it to the protocol team. They will take it to where they have to plug those things. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
If you are walking in a place, that's your walk. We give you access. This should be your prayer. You will say, Lord, show me how to use my access to establish your will. Amen.
Amen.
Let me remove this thing. You see, I remove my cap, I remove everything. Let me use, show me. Say with me, say, show me.
Show me.
How to use.
How to use.
My access. To promote your will.
To promote your will.
You know, Jesus said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. The will of God be done on earth is going to be through you. Everything. When people come to buy from you, it's a means for you to change their lives. The Holy Ghost will cause you to change their lives. And do you know how easily to do these things? Power. Say power.
Power.
Say power.
Power.
Say it again. Say power.
Power.
Say one more time. Say power.
Power.
It takes power to change a place. It takes power to change a place. It takes power to change a place. And you don't lack it. But I want you to start demonstrating it heavily. Lift up those hands. Mark 16:17. Put it on the screen for me. Lift up those hands. Look at my face. Jesus said, these signs will follow those that believe. Either you are a student, you are an accountant, you are a manager, you are a lecturer, you are an evangelist or pastor. These signs will follow those that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. In my name, they will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Say, I will lay my hands on the sick.
I will lay my hands on the sick.
And the sick will recover.
And the sick will recover.
Now, keep those hands up. Watch. keep those hands up. No, don't worry. You don't raise it like punishment. Just raise a bit, but keep those hands suspended. Good. You see, these hands of yours, they are meant to extend the healing power of God into the body of people. He said, in my name, they will cast out devils. This mouth of yours is meant to chase away operations of demons, of depression, of poverty, of lack in the affairs of men. When they come to buy from you, now watch my face. Watch my face. If you're online, pay very good attention, all the good men and brothers online. Now pay good attention. If people come around you, there is a spirit inside you that bears witness to whatever that is wrong with them. You get what I'm saying? As I'm talking to you now, there is an activation of that awareness in your spirit. There's an activation. So your sensitivity will begin to change. We have entered the era of Jesus in the street. I told you in January, we're going to be launching Jesus in the street, J-I-S. You will enter street. You will enter your area. Anywhere God has given you influence, you will begin to cause commotion for the devil. Sure, you are getting me? Don't be a nominal Christian, no. It's a crime in the kingdom of Zion to be a nominal Christian. Nominal Christians are those that they see that people are dying, things are not walking around them, thieves are robbing in your neighborhood, and you are complaining. And this God myself, go, stop it! Get up! Do something in the name of Jesus. To dominate means that the affairs of that place is dictated by your prayer and effort. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And don't say, I'm just one man. No, the God of the heaven and earth is in you. You are not just one man. You are God in the streets. What is in you is bigger than what is in the world. When men start to come around you or you start to go around them, the Holy Ghost will begin to bear witness with you. When you feel in you that this is what is going on with this person, do not hesitate to pray with them. Do not hesitate to say, okay, before I sell you the shoes, can I lay hands on you for you? Can I talk to it for you in the name of Jesus? If I talk to you, so and so will happen. Healing sells you. It will come out with a testimony on Sunday before you to church. You can put out those hands. Are you getting me, everybody?
Yes, sir.
There's someone right now that you are going to come across. She's under prayer to go and sleep with a rich man because she's in need of money. But the Holy Ghost is going to cause you to meet with her, and she's going to stylishly say it. Your job is to arrest that situation. How? Sit her down. Number one, let her understand your net worth. Do you know what it is? How much was that man ready to pay our sister? How much?
1 million.
Can you imagine what 1 million can do? 1 million. You know, when I say these things in church, you feel like, oh no, now. If she did not talk about it, would you believe that someone approached her to just sleep with her one night, 1 million? Would you believe it? You see that? I am telling you that Satan is operating here and there. Do you know the message that she just passed across to the ladies that were saying, oh, you should have? She just passed the message across to them that there are men of integrity. She just expressed to them that your net worth is more than any financial value. Do you know what you commanded before God? The precious blood of Jesus. The Bible said you were purchased. They bought you. Dollars could not buy you. Pounds could not buy you. Bitcoin could not buy you. Ethereum could not buy you. No crypto could buy you. No asset could buy you. Because you were worth more than all of them combined. The only thing that could be used to purchase you, the precious blood of Jesus. If somebody is placing 2 million as value for you, then somebody reduced your entire value to 50K. If I don't, it's just once. If I don't like it, I don't know where I will get the money. That is why you are here. I'm your pastor. That devil is a bastard.
Sir.
You look at that demon. You say, hey, look at me. Somebody died for me. He could not with dollars. He could not pay with pounds. He could not use land as collateral. He could not use crypto as collateral. How dare you tell me that my worth is 100,000? How dare you? The person will start begging, madam, calm down. They will think you are mad. You have to be mad at the devil. It is an insult. Change how you think. How can someone reduce you to 5 million and you spread that yourself? If you made that mistake before, let that be the last time in your life. It's an insult. You carry the entire Holy Ghost, everything in you, with all the promises written, and your conclusion is that it's just 250K. 250 what? Say that devil is a bastard.
That devil is a bastard.
If you don't begin to see certain things as insults, you will not see yourself take territories for God. Change how you think. Change how you see life. Place value on yourself. Because God gave you the maximum respect when he allowed the blood of Jesus that has carried no financial or earthly price to be used to ransom you from debt. That's maximum respect. Now you respect yourself. There are doors that will not open if you don't confront such temptations and overcome. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
God will give you the opportunities to meet people in such situations. Don't just tell them, be careful. They use people for money ritual, and then you walk away. No. The truth is she's in need of money. Say, my mouth.
My mouth.
My words.
My words.
They cause things to happen.
They cause things to happen.
Challengers, hey, listen. You are not going for that thing. How much do you say you need? What do you need? What do you want to do? And we talk now, and those things we show. Say, Pastor, what if the thing refuses you? Hey, say, Satan, keep quiet. Get out. The Bible says you shall decree a thing. It shall be established. It is that you shall complain about a thing. You will decree it. God said, let there be light. What followed?
And there was light.
That God lives in you. When you speak, he just spoke. So speak. In the name of Jesus, command those knees to show. You tell that devil try to mess with her to get out. There's a guy right now thinking of robbing tonight. The Lord will cause you to meet them because maybe you attend the same class together. Maybe you live in the same neighborhood together. Maybe because they will see your advert, they want to buy from you, and in the process of interacting, they may feel free and open something. In fact, this is what will happen. As you hear the things I teach now, God will begin to cause men that have issues to begin to open up to you. Amen. When they open up, don't say, Ayeleo, Ibosio. That's not it. Now you don't see that. I mean, you say, this life. Eh? Then you get back to your place. Say, my brother, things are happening. Oh. Ha! Things are happening. I swear to God, things are happening. Not turn yourself to Radio Nigeria, spreading bad news everywhere you go. You are not supposed to be saying things are happening. You are supposed to be fixing things, and then you declare the solution you have given to men. Get what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
Go and dominate. Say with me, say, Lord.
Lord.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
To see. How to use my access.
How to use my access.
To influence men for you.
To influence men for you.
You should not be in a compound and immorality is reigning there. Change the situation. Change what?
Change the situation.
Come out every night. Do 30 minutes of tongues. Just 30 minutes. Just come out. Lift up your hands. Psalm 24. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Just do your tongues for 30 minutes. Take over. You demons of immorality in this place, I chase you out. Do you know you can be praying and your neighbors will be sleeping? You don't have to wake everybody up because you are praying. Don't be a noisy neighbor. So when I say come out and pray, I'm not saying wake everybody up. No. You can pray fervently, vehemently, and people be sleeping. So it's not nowhere you can shout, nowhere you don't shout. So that you don't give occasion for people to slander you. Come out. Lift up your hands. Pray. I take authority. I speak to the minds of people here now. In the name of the Lord, I rebuke that immorality. You know what God will begin to do? God will begin to cause them. He will begin to create occasion for them to meet you. And you begin to speak answer into their lives. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't you dare maintain a friend who is constantly sick. As you live here now, those hands are meant for working miracles, not for caressing people up and down. Liens. Say, but I've been battling for 15 years. Tell her. That's why the testimony will be very sweet. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why the testimony will be very sweet. Dominate. Everywhere you find yourself, it's an avenue to take over. Lord, show me how to use the access I have to dominate for you. If you pray the prayer, you will now discover that you are important in the operations of God. The reason why you are bored as a Christian is because you are not walking in power. You are not dominating. You just feel like you come to church and go back home, then go to your workplace, go to your school, go back home again, come to church. Then when you don't feel like come, just sleep in your house. What? That's not the life you've been called to live. Said, go ye therefore, disciple nations. The word nations there is not talking about country. It's talking about sectors, ethnos, sectors, education sector, financial sector, IT sector, media sector, maybe fashion sector, every sector, anywhere you find yourself, dominate, disciple, capture the place. If you are a student here, stand. Okay, you don't understand. Pay attention to what I'm about to say. From this moment, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I'm launching, in the name of Jesus, Operation J-I-S, Jesus in the Street.
Yes, sir.
Get into the campuses and let them know that some Faith House church members are there.
Yes, sir.
The era of keeping quiet is over.
Yes, sir.
Are you getting what I'm saying, everybody?
Yes, sir.
Cultism will reign because nobody is speaking against it. So what if they come after me? That is exactly sweet because their defeat we have to convince more men. I think I showed in one of our fellowship, Acts 19, Apostle Paul and bow Jesus. He was preaching, the man came, sorcerer, and he was trying to interfere and destroy the entire man. What did he do? He looked at him and said, oh, you full of subtlety, you child of the devil. Go blind. The man went blind. When the person they were preaching to saw the example, quickly he believed. So when they come after you, they have just made the work easy because use them as case study to convince me that Jesus is Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are not giving the Holy Ghost to be a coward. You are not giving the Holy Ghost to be careful. You are giving the Holy Ghost to dominate. Many years back when I went to the north to go and serve, I was leaving. My families were like, can you calm down? My uncle called me and said, when you get there, don't go and do pastor. I said, okay, sir. When you get there, you see, Zango Kataf, where you are going, that place, there's always problem there. Be very careful. Be just, if a Sunday gun is not important, you go to church. Just, you can worship God from your house. So be careful. Keep your head. I said, yes, sir. My mommy came. She asked, you need that. Don't need that, ma. Why they were doing all those things? I packed 15,000 tracts, copies of our Rise publication, the first edition. There, 15,000 copies. You know, if you are packing 15,000 copies of tracts, you need the whole pack. So there's a big pile, 15,000 copies, only me. I packed it. And then I kept it inside my load. Put it. So I put clothes on top of it. Why is your bag heavy? My shoes, my this one, that one. I packed everything. I didn't tell them. Go down to the place. Took over all the secondary schools everywhere. I was setting up satellite fellowship all across, everywhere. Where I served was a terrible place. So you will see bullet hole where the Fulanis, all those Islamists came. Bullet hole. I saw where they bury people. The lodge where I was staying, they bury people there. Children that were killed. People with gunshot injury. We preached the gospel there. When I discovered, I got all other coming back. See, when your fire is strong, it will ignite others. You get what I'm saying? That is why pray more in tongues. When your fire is strong, it will ignite others. Ignite men. Gathered all our common members that were there. Sat them down. Taught them the word of God till fear left their hearts. They became my assistant pastors. We were walking everywhere. Traveling everywhere. Evangelizing. Let that devil show his head. Because I explained to them, they can point a gun at you and the gun will refuse to fire. You know what I'm saying? Ah, pastor, hey, Tirinkon, you've not seen something, no? Hey, when I'm talking, you listen to me. You have no idea what I've faced. You have no idea what I've dealt with. You have no idea some of the things I've done. Do I look like somebody that is imagining what I'm saying right now? When a man is just talking from his head, you will know. When a man is talking to you from what he has handled, you will know. Apostle Paul in 1 John 1 says, that which we have touched, which we have seen, which we have handled concerning this word of life. If I tell you money appear in your pocket, have you not seen the testimony? When I told you that money can multiply in your account, they can send you 10,000, it will add zero. Did it not happen?
It happened.
Did it not happen yet?
It happened.
When I'm talking, you listen. Stop doubting. So that you can become an expression of the divinity of God on earth. You think Jesus died so that you can be, God, keep me protected. No! He died, he gave himself to you so that you can enter everywhere and scatter the place for Jesus. So we're launching Jesus in the street. You will get back to your campus and you will say, Lord, show me those that have problems and let me show them my Jesus. Say with me, everybody, everyone here. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Show me those that have problems.
Show me those that have problems.
And let me show them my Jesus.
And let me show them my Jesus.
You get that, everybody?
Yes, sir.
That's it. Show me those that have problems. And let me show them my Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Light reigns in darkness, right?
Yes, sir.
That is it. Go and dominate. So as you step out now and you go back to your different locations, Jesus in the street. When you see people complain, hold hands, declare your solution. They will come back with testimonies. As they come back, tell them, you want more? Follow me to church. Because if they know what you know, maybe they wouldn't have been in a situation where they needed your prayer in the first place. Are you getting what I'm saying, everybody?
Yes, sir.
And everyone, I'm giving you an assignment. Go and reproduce minimum of two of yourself. Did you get this?
Yes, sir.
Everybody here, everyone online, go and reproduce minimum of two of yourself. It means two people that will carry what you carry and you bring them to church with you. Then you will not become three madmen in the kingdom of darkness. But in the kingdom of God, you are sane men. You know the things we do in the kingdom of darkness? Those madmen are here again. See, that guy is here. That Matt Kenny is here again. That crazy Nifemi is here again. That's the way demons talk. When you show they are afraid. Say, when I show they are afraid.
When I show they are afraid.
When you show they are afraid. So enough of complaining. Stop joining men to complain. Stand out and begin to cause a change to happen in the name of Jesus. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
What did I say?
Stand out.
Begin to cause a change to happen.
Stand out and do what?
Begin to cause a change to happen in the name of Jesus.
Stop joining men to complain. Stand out and cause a change to happen in the name of Jesus. And that is the way it is. And that's the way it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to be seeing miracles on your campuses. Are you hearing me, students, here? Yeah?
Yes, sir.
I want to be seeing testimonies on your campuses. I want to be seeing depression. Command depression to leave. Someone said, I'm afraid. They look at me. Look into my eyes. In the name of Jesus, I command fear to get out. Command evil to leave. Command writings to show. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I don't even know. I've just been lost in after that guy. I don't even know what to do right now. I'll take him to a corner. Come. No, I need a guy. Come. Take him to a corner. Watch. I don't just know. I've been crazy. I don't even know how to behave myself. I don't even know. The guy is just turning my head upside down. Because all I want to do for you is call operation, surgery. So, call. Watch. I'm not joking. No, this is serious. Just take him to a corner. Look around. If you think that people are many there, you may withdraw a bit. Withdraw a bit. Out! Out! Get out in the name of Jesus. Say, may we not run mad, though? It is the demon that will run out and run mad. Say, Pastor, is that all? When you said, out! What were you talking to? His chest? You think that it is normal for a guy to wake up and he can't stop dreaming of sleeping with another girl all the days of his life? You think it is normal? You think when God created him, God put that videotape on his mind? That's demon. They are whispering to him. They are whispering to him. When you say, out, get out, they jumped out. They jumped out. Ladies, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You have your friend behaving, just take her to a corner. Come in. Out! Get out! So that, is that it? It's gone. So why must I shout? Sometimes you need to shout. Not because your voice is going to heaven, God will now hear, because you are angry. You understand that?
Sir.
Because you are angry. It's not as if when you shout, God will now hear. No, it's not your shouting. It's you are angry. There's something called holy anger. Steer it up. You hear that now?
Yes, sir.
There are two ways to help people. Out of compassion, out of anger. Compassion in the sense that, I love this sister. Why is she having this problem with her head? I love this brother. Why is that thing affecting his stomach? Love of God. And that one is anger. Like, look at this beautiful sister. And look at what Satan is doing to her face. Satan, get out in the name of Jesus. Anger and love. Two ways to deal with demons. Anger and love. Sister Bisola, you are getting me. Refuse to be normal because you are supernatural. Is that clear? Thank you, Jesus. Your friends are afraid. Gather them together. I pray with you now. You write that paper, you come out with good results.
Amen.
There's somebody say, you too. Are you not part of those that will write the exam? I am. It's because he wants me to help them. That's why he added me among those that were at the same exam. And that's how it works. That's how it works. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Jesus
you,
in
Lord.
The street. So get out. Pray more on the campus. I'm aware that some people are complaining. Where's bro Godwin? So they are complaining, right? They've not even seen anything. I'm telling you. Until we reach 150 daily prayer on that campus, they've not even seen anything. How many were you in your last meeting? Let me hear from you. How many were? Huh? You said? Give him mic quickly. You know, this place is now big, so I can't hear from the back. Quickly. Give the brother mic. The brother spoke.
20.
70, right?
20.
Okay, good. That's good. The total people that are involved.
20 present, total of 98.
Total of 98. That's good. You are going to 150. When you get there, we will now break it into different units. I want you to start entering areas, different corners. Listen to me. Look for those who are in trouble. Walk to her. How are you doing? How can I help you? You walk to me, you're asking me, how can you help me? I think I should really want to ask you. No, I'm serious. How may I be of help to you? Anything you need? Jesus sent me to come and offer answer to any question on your mind. That's it. Jesus sent me. Don't be afraid. Jesus sent me to come and offer answer to any situation of your life. Is anything wrong? Is anything that you don't like? Hope you are not having any health issue. Don't say hope you are not sick. That may sound insulting. Hope there's no health issue. No, people like it when you polish their problem. You may need to do that to gain their attention. So hope you are not sick. Your father will be sick. I said, hope there's no health issue, anything disturbing you. I said, I don't really have health issue. It's just this ulcer I've been having for the past 5 years. If you want to have health issue, go. But if you say, are you sick? I said, you are not that I'll be sick, not me. Polish it. Oh, there's no financial challenge or anything. Do you want to give me money? Yes. I have more than enough to give to you. And I mean it. I can put money in your pocket now. Then that demon whisper and say that, what will you eat tonight? Just say, excuse me, Satan, get out. Tell that devil to get out. Just tell him, can I have your phone? Please, just a minute, let me pick this call. Walk away. Satan, get out in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Yeah, so sorry, somebody was trying to disturb me. I had to just tell them to. I'm telling you, that is how you do it. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
That's how you do it. It's a practical life. Go and do this thing. You will see what I'm saying. When you run the first week, you will like yourself. Like you will begin to feel important. You will know that, say, I don't even know what my life is about. No, you will stop complaining. You will just enjoy your life. It's a good thing to be causing answers to come to the lives of men. Have you been blessed?
Yes, sir.
Have you been blessed?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Say, I'm a solution.